Morning with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too. Certainly a tough Saturday for your team, 59-14 loss at Hampton, a game that got off to a great start, but didn't finish as much just as you've gone back and thought about the game, looked at the game. Just give me your view on it.
First, hats off to Coach Boykin and his staff. They did a tremendous job. His team came in well prepared. And played a really, really good game. We started out with some excellent momentum. We got great field position early with the turnover defensively and the turnover on kickoff, which put us in great field position. We were able to take advantage of that field position, get some scores, but our inability to move the ball down the field and have sustained drives is really what has been our Achilles heel throughout the course of the season. And then defensively, we just haven't tackled well enough at the second and third levels. Runs that we need to get cut down for 6, 8 yard gains have turned into 20 plus yard games. And if you give up 4, 5 explosive play runs during the course of a game, it becomes harder to win. Momentum tends to switch. And I just felt like after about the first half of the third quarter that the momentum really started to go their way, and we just didn't have enough resiliency to come back from it.
You talked about the big start, and one of the things that kind of struck me is just the guys who did it in their class. Trey Mintman with that first interception, a freshman, that set up the short drive with the run by Cameron Dalrymple, and then after that fumble you talked about on the kickoff, you get a 17-yard touchdown pass to another freshman, to Daniel Coles. You have some young guys that are getting on the field for you and performing. Just how encouraging is that for you as you try to build this thing?
There are a lot of growing pains that go along with having younger players stepping in, but it's very encouraging. Both of those kids were in high school back in December. They got here in January. And so one thing that is truly encouraging is seeing our young players get an opportunity and seeing what skill level they have, and knowing that, if we're able to stay the course, they'll be able to develop into really, really talented players. Not only was Daniel Coles given an opportunity to make plays, a big fourth down conversion, a couple of third down conversions to touchdown. We also got Jalen Hicks in the game, who demonstrated some toughness and speed. And so we know we have some young pieces in place to build on. We gotta find a way to stop beating ourselves in order to win the next game.
Yeah, offensively, let's start with the kind of maybe the offense. You mentioned that Daniel Cole had a game, only 59 yards in the ground, and Justin threw for 240, but a couple picks, and he was sacked 3 times. I know I saw some of your post game comments that you felt like maybe he needed to get the ball out a little bit quicker. What did you see as you've gone back and looked at that tape on offense?
Yeah, exactly that. We were not able to establish the run game that we really need to. And I think, we had some opportunities to do so. We just didn't put the pieces in place in order to get the run game going. And when you become one dimensional, it makes it very hard, especially in this conference. There's so many talented coaches and players that if you're one dimensional, it's hard to move the football and score. So we got to do a better job of creating the plan to be able to move the football efficiently, running it. We had some opportunities on third down that we should have been able to convert. You get third and two, third and three, third and four. You got to convert those, and we missed on a couple of them, which kills momentum. We just got to play better all the way around.
First question is more from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. I know you
Morning.
talked after the game, you talked about, how sick you were just because of the quick start, how the momentum was going for you guys and you lost it. talking to the guys yesterday after looking at the film. Have you felt that from them, and do you feel like, or what are you telling them so this doesn't continue, to next week and beat you again in Campbell?
Yeah, so the message yesterday was, one in six really sucks. No one wants to be where we are. But we have five games to play, and the next one is the most important one. And so we need to focus all of our energies on this next game and finding a way to put together the right plan and get the players to execute the way they're being coached to execute so that we have a chance to win this game and not worry about what happened previously or what, game 11 and 12 are going to look like. Literally drilling down on the details of what do we need to do in order to win this game. And I think our guys still have a great attitude. They understand there's a lot of football left to be played, and I think they're still excited about playing.
One thing I know I asked you after the game was just about, changing things up maybe a little bit as far as communicating within the coaching staff to the players so that you can try to prevent some of these mistakes. Have you been able to kind of see where you might be able to make some changes there?
Yeah, so we're constantly evaluating everything that we do, whether it be player to coach communication, game planning, who's doing what, game day eyes. We're constantly evaluating how we can become more efficient. We have a plan. I believe in the plan. I have great confidence in our coaches. We just have to be able to withstand the challenges of being where we are right now and maintain the cohesiveness that is needed to build a competitive program.
Thanks, Coach.
Just building on that, Coach. You obviously you're going to need your older guys to lead, right? To do this, but you're also trying to get some of this young talent that you have and work them in. How challenging is that for you and your coaching staff?
It's been a real challenge just because of, the volume of guys that we've had out because of injuries. And so you're kind of forced to go with what you have. But we got great leadership. And like I said previously, I think our guys are still dialed in. They believe in each other. They're working hard for each other and know that all you need to do is just to get the next one. Get the next win and start doing the things necessary in order to make that happen. And it changes the outlook for the next week, the following opponent.
Let's look ahead. Your team is on the road, short trip this week to play a Campbell team that, while they're still looking for their conference win, certainly has some weapons, especially on offense. What do you see from Campbell?
Yeah, they're a talented team. They got some pieces that can hurt you. They're very efficient throwing the football. I think they're second in pass efficiency offensively. So they're being efficient with the ball and distributing it. They want to run the football. They're able to score. I think they're ninth in the conference in scoring right now, so they can score points. And we know, they've got talent, so we're going to have to play at our very best going on the road against a really competitive team.
All right, good. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Campbell, and we'll talk again next Monday.